Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
In The Play Lake Effect by Tom Dudzik, it's 1977, and a family gathers for a meeting and finds themselves trapped in their own bar during Buffalo's famous blizzard of 1977. With a driving ban in effect and nowhere to go, they are forced to grapple with a mixture of both hilarious and heartfelt issues. Lake Effect runs at Lake George Dinner Theater through October 11th. We are joined now by actors Hillary Parker and Brian McElroy, and by Lake George Dinner Theater's producing artistic director, Terry Rabin. Thank you very much all for being here.
Great pleasure. Thank you for having us.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you.
So, Terry, let us begin with you. It's your yearly visit to us, so we're always thrilled to have you here, and it's...
Good to be here.
Excellent.
Thank you. Thank you so much for getting us on.
What was it? I was in the Billboard. I mentioned 45 years. Is that true?
47 this
47.
Year.
47.
47. Yep. We're
oh, look at that. That is the number on, I said. Yeah. Okay.
Yep. Yep. Creeping up on 50 at some point, which I think makes the Dinner Theater one of the longest running theaters in the region.
What does that say about the theater and about the region that can, you know, a theater that can do that and a theater and a community that can support it for that long?
Short answer, I don't know. but I mean, to think about it, the Dinner Theater is, you know, the Dinner Theater has been at the Holiday Inn Resort since 76. Before that, for about 5 years, it was a summer stock theater company working out of a barn in Lake George. I think the Dinner Theater component, it makes it unique because people can come in, they can get a good meal. They're all sitting around at intimate tables very close to the stage. And so that experience is just so much different than sitting in a traditional theater, everybody facing the same direction, and the kind of party atmosphere, it's just very conducive to conversation before the show. I think that is what really contributes to the fact that we've got a lot of people who come back year after year after year.
I know we've talked about this in the past, but it always fascinates me as to the selection of the play is really key for you.
Yeah, but because it's only one show that runs a whole summer,
right.
If I pick a clunker, you know, I'm stuck with it for 15 weeks, and or the audience is stuck with it, selection is very key, and I do think I've, you know, over the years, gleaned a sense of what my audience likes to see, what kind of plots they will, you know, they will enjoy, what kind of relationships they'll enjoy, what kinds of character demographics, you know. If I did a play about 18-year-old computer hackers, my audience would probably stay away in droves.
Mm.
They're just not interested in things like that, I think. Whereas, you know, while the cast of this show predominantly is in their 30s, it's a family, the mother, the matron figure, you know, is in her 60s, that family element, I think, you know, makes the play more interesting for our audience, which is, you know, an older audience. Our demographic is, you know, at the low end, at the youngest end, 40,
right,
and up to, you know, 80.
So what I find, and we'll talk to the cast here in just a second, but what I always find interesting about the work you do is that you don't tend to go for the known or the overproduced, perhaps.
Well, we don't, because number one, because we're in a small market. You know, if Cap Rep does a show that's very popular, or Cap Rep will typically get, you know, maybe the first dibs on a very popular piece like Red, which they just did last season, something like that. That means that for probably 3 years, I could never touch that play anyway, just because, you know, we're in the same market. So I tend to go looking for newer stuff. I mean, Lake Effect is not a new play. I mean, it was written, you know, over a decade ago, but it doesn't have a very, heavy production history. So it's a regional premiere for us, not a regional premiere for us, but it's a relatively new play for us. I've picked some things right out of the Samuel French catalog just because, you know, they looked interesting to me, and because they had not been done, and they seemed to be stories that my audience would like, I've gone with them regardless of whether they've got no name appeal.
So talking a little bit about the show itself, tell us how Hillary and Brian fit into this picture of Lake Effect.
Well, the play, first of all, the play was originally written as Lake Effect was a 7-character play when it was first done, and in Buffalo at the Studio Arena Theater, and actually, Eileen Schuyler, who was a local professional actress, worked a lot of Cap Rep, was in that production. And Tom went back after that show and trimmed the play down to a 5-character play.
Budget cuts.
Yeah, budget cuts. So we kept the mother and the 4 children. Hillary plays Annie, the oldest of the siblings, the one who's a little tightly wound. But with a good, with a great heart, but she's a little tightly wound. Brian McElroy plays the second oldest sibling, Eddie, who is a Vietnam vet, and the two of them both live in Buffalo near Mom. Third character, and then Georgie is the third in line, and he is mentally challenged. Appears in all 3 of the plays of the trilogy. At this point, he is 31, and the dramatic story of the play sort of revolves around around Georgie's situation. Chris Tribal plays Rudy, who is Tom Dudzik, the playwright. Sort of, we're seeing the play through his eyes. Mm-hmm. He's the youngest, and he is the one who actually is coming in from New York City for this big family meeting. At which they're going to discuss, you know, what's going to happen to Georgie. In a nutshell, Mom has just sold the bar. She's about to move to an apartment. She wants to take Georgie with her because, you know, she feels that she has always cared for him and wants to continue to do so. And Annie's concerned, as well as Eddie's, is that he's just getting too difficult for her to be able to handle on her own. So the family is gathering to try to talk Mom into placing Georgie in a facility that is run by Catholic Sisters organization right around the corner from where they are, where he'll be better cared for. But there are some religious faith issues. Mom feels that it's God's will that she take care of Georgie, and that's where the dramatic, you know, threat of the play brings everybody together.
So Hillary, what's it like to be with a play for this length of time?
I'm really enjoying it. This is one of the longest runs I've ever done. And the thing I love about it is that it's still evolving. Relationships are changing. I actually think about mine and Brian's relationship in the play and how I've loved how at the beginning I thought, well, maybe they're not that close. But over the course of the run, I feel like actually we're the closest. And that sort of evolved while we were performing it. These just nice non-spoken moments we've been able to find and other things like that that have been evolving, and I thought it would start to get by rote, but it really isn't. You know, I'm loving continuing to grow and find her, and it's really remarkable and find new things within the story, and I love it. Yeah.
And Brian, for you?
Oh yeah. Well, you know, just going on the back end of what you're saying is that it does evolve, and you know, because we come out, Hillary and I start the show, and we're basically bickering back and forth, and you know, almost like a married couple. In fact, when my mom came to see it for the first 10 minutes of the show, she thought that we were married, not brother and sister. But you know, that's how it gets. You get to know somebody so well. It's mm-hmm. just like, you know, you talk to each other in such a familiar way. But like doing a long run is always great. I've done a couple of long runs, and because if you're living, you know, in the moment, and you're living in the truth of it all, it seems fresh every night. And I mean, because we're so close to our audience, we can hear all the little things that people say to each other, like, oh my God, look at her dress, or things like that. So it's like, it's constantly fresh for us because the audience is another character for us.
Yeah. Plus or minus?
Both.
Okay.
Both. I mean, honestly, because the thing is that they're involved. Like, when it's bad is when they're saying, oh, I'm so cold, can I get my coat on? But, you know, but when they're like, you know, turning to somebody and saying, oh my God, what are they going to do? This is getting so serious. Like, you know that they're part of it, and you're excited because they're with you. Very rarely is it the opposite. But right. Sometimes, you know, people, their cell phones go off, you know.
It happens.
It's theater.
Right.
There's a moment in the play in the second act when Georgie has gone out into the storm unbeknownst to everybody in the family. And the family all goes out to look for him. And four members of the family come back into the bar. They're about to go back out looking for him. And Georgie appears at the window. He's come back himself. He's found his own way home. And you can hear the audience, they'll just, there he is, it's Georgie, mm-hmm. it's Georgie. And there's like this murmur that goes through the entire audience because the audience can see him in the window before the family has seen that he's back. And those kinds of little
he's know, right there.
yeah, he's right there.
We're getting to that. Just give us a moment here. But.
Being that intimate.
And here's a sweater. Shut up.
Being that intimate in the space, it's sort of like, you know, about the space and how small it is and the idea of the dinner theater. It's, I love that the audience performer community that evolves is so strong, and I love that. I mean, that's what we do theater, to tell the story for the audience and to connect with them, and it's so present in the dinner theater. It's so intimate, and it's really excellent.
Although sometimes you can get too close.
It's true.
It can be a little bit, but you were saying on the way, you know, down on the car today about how you kind of get to use your TV acting.
Oh, mm-hmm. you know, absolutely, yeah. So that is one of the nice things about the small space, is that, you know, the tiniest little things, you know, can be registered as big. I call it the film acting for the stage, because, you know, when you're in a Broadway house, you know, you really have to make things a little more hyper, you know, extended, everything has to be bigger. And in our theater, you don't have to do that. You could really be real. I could talk as loud as I am right now to Hillary on stage, and everyone in the house can hear it.
Yeah, it still works.
Yeah, so like, you know, dynamic levels, really. I mean, like, if you need to be quiet, you can be quiet. If you need to be intense, you don't even have to be that loud. You can be real.
Mm-hmm. Well, the play is Lake Effect, and it is part of the Lake George Dinner Theater through October 11th. For more information, you can go to lakegeorgedinnertheater.com, lakegeorgedinnertheater.com. And again, Lake Effect runs at the Lake George Dinner Theater through October 11th. Terry, Hillary, Brian, thank you very much for being with us. Great to see you all, and have a wonderful rest of the run.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Thank you. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.